Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, there are many blessings of reciting Durood-e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who is no doubt the essence and the soul of our lives, the comfort and coolness of our eyes, the one in whom hope of salvation lies, the one who journeyed through the seven skies, whose face is more beautiful than the sunrise, and the owner and distributor of paradise, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that recite Durood-e Pak upon me in abundance, as this is purification for you. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we are blessed with this beautiful month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, in which we need to increase our deeds. We need to protect those things which are most precious. And one of the things that we've been gifted that is very, very precious and very special is Salah. On the way back to Medina Sharif, after attending a ghazwa, a battle, the Sahaba-i-Kiram relate an incident. And Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala states that we were passing a mountainous area when the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam ordered us to make camp. We stopped, we made camp, and all the blessed Sahaba started to rest. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam asked, who is going to keep watch over the camp at night? A muhajir sahabi and an ansari sahabi offered to keep watch. So the responsibility of guarding the camp was given to these two. They climbed upon a mountain nearby and started to keep watch. They said, let us take turns and one of us sleeps. And the other one can keep watch, and then the other one can keep watch, and the other one can sleep so that we don't get tired. So the Muhajir Sahabi agreed and went to sleep. And the Ansari Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala began to keep watch. After a while, standing keeping watch, he thought, let's do the best thing I can do with my time. So he stood in Salah, started to pray. An enemy climbed upon a hilltop and noticed a person stood there performing salah. He silently drew his bow and fired an arrow which hit the Ansari Sahabi. It was seen that there was no movement. The cruel enemy took another arrow and fired it straight into the body. And again, no movement. He continued to perform his ruku and sujood. When the third arrow hit him, in the state of sajda, he stretched out his hand and woke up the Muhajir Sahabi. Upon noticing his critical condition, after he had finished his namaz, he said, why didn't you wake me when the first arrow hit you? My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, listen to the answer very carefully. The Ansari Sahabi replied, I was enjoying my Salah because I love Salah. And I was reciting Surah Kaf. And I was enjoying it so much that when the first arrow hit me, although I was concerned, I didn't want to give up recitation of this Mubarak Surah. The same happened when the second arrow hit me. But when the third arrow pierced my skin, I remembered that I had a responsibility. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had assigned me to protect the camp by keeping watch. And I did not want to be negligent in my duty. And therefore, I shortened my salah because of my sense of responsibility. I then awakened you. SubhanAllah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, can you imagine the love for salah that the Sahaba Ikram had? Can you imagine the appreciation of salah that they had? They realized this was such a great gift. They realized that it was the essence of their creation. It was the beauty of the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. Today, we are lost. Everybody is upset. Nothing works out. There is no peace. There is no tranquility. And often you hear people say that problem after problem after problem, and I don't know what I've done wrong. Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliya asks, can you ask this question? What have I done to deserve this? Have you prayed your salah? Because this was the most fundamental and single obligation that Allah Azza wa Jal had imposed upon you. When you miss this fundamental obligation, then how can you be bold enough to ask, what have I done wrong? As if it isn't a sin, when it is one of the gravest of all sins. The fundamental purpose of our creation was the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. And namaz was a beautiful way of doing that. And Allah Azza wa Jal had ordered us to do this. Yet, even in this beautiful month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, where blessings are being showered upon us, how unfortunate is that person who does not protect his salah? How unfortunate is that person who at Fajr time is too sleepy and stays in his warm bed? How unfortunate is that person who at Zuhr time is too busy at work, at Asr is chilling out, and at Maghrib is too tired and Isha has gone to sleep? My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, if somebody asked you to do something once or twice, if he asked you the third time, you would think, I need to do this. Because this person keeps asking me. The creator of the heavens and the earth says time and time again in the Holy Quran, pray, offer your salah, establish your salah. And yet, those ignorant and negligent and heedless people ignore this fundamental obligation. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, the importance of this salah can be gained by the parable of the Sahabi who was praying. And that was Nafil prayers. Can you imagine the value of Farz prayers? We've all heard about the great Hadith Mubarakah, where the best of creation, Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam, ordered the sun to come back. Prayed in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Allah, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala has not prayed it Asr. And the sun came back after setting so that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala could pray. Yes, from this great miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we learn the power that Allah Azza wa Jal has granted his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We learn that everything is subservient to the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the power that Allah Azza wa Jal has granted his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there was another lesson to be learned. Why did the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam change the whole system since day one? The system was that the sun rises from one side, sets in the other, and doesn't come back from that side. But Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed and ordered it to come back. Why? So that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu could pray his Asr Salah. The whole system of creation has changed. The sun had been on a path since day one and revolved in that orbit. Yet, it was changed. Why? Because of Salah. This is how important this Salah was. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam, Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, gave his life but did not miss his salah. The great scholars write that in the olden days, if somebody missed a salah, he would cry for days. And people would go to his house to offer condolences. Yet today, our condition is such that if we miss a business opportunity, we'd cry for days. If we'd lose 10 pounds, we think for day after day, where did I drop it? And if we miss our salah, we don't flinch an eyelid. Allahu Akbar. We don't appreciate how much this great blessing is worth. And especially in the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Can you imagine the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal in this amazing month? My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel. If one wants to reap the great rewards and treasures of this month of Ramadan, then the first and fundamental thing to gain the spirituality of Ramadan is to protect your salah. And then once you have all five salahs protected, then increase your spirituality and your passion and your enthusiasm by making sure that you, as much as you can, pray in the mosque. Get there for Fajr, get there for Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and pray with Jama'at and gain the great blessings. Subhanallah. Make sure that you protect your salah, because you will miss out on the amazing bounties of Ramadan al-Mubarak if you don't protect your salah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, this salah is the key to Jannah. This salah is the key to success in this world and in the hereafter. It protects you from calamities. It protects you from difficulties. It protects you from all problems. Namaz, salah, is such an amazing gift that was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the night of Mi'raj. This is truly a special, special gift. Those who are in problems, who can't find peace of heart and mind, and who can't get away from calamities, only have themselves to blame if they do not pray salah. And the scholars write that somebody who prays four on time but misses one is still classed as a Benamazi, a one who does not establish his salah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the month of Ramadan came to make us those who establish their salah. It came to purify us. It came to teach us how to live our life. And the essence of our life, daily life, is the five daily prayers. And unfortunate is that person, but kismet is that insan, who in the month of Ramadan cannot learn to pray five times a day. In the month of Ramadan, the one who doesn't stand in the court of his Creator, humbly asking for forgiveness. We look for success in this world. We want to be successful, we want to achieve. But where do we get our measure of success? How do we define success? Do we define it by having a nice car, a big house, plenty of money in the bank? How does the Quran define success? If one turns to Surah Mu'minun, Para 18, what is said? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Without doubt, those believers have been successful who have established humbleness and sincerity in their salah. That is true success. Success lies in salah. And the definition of success comes from the Quran. Same Surah Mubarakah. And those who protect their salah, these are the people who are successful. These are the people who will be rewarded with paradise. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, today we have distorted our concept of success. Every sinner can be forgiven. But the scholars write, the Benamazi, the one who regularly misses his salat without any reason, is at great loss. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, why don't we recognize that salah is a very, very important obligation? It is success in this world, and it is success in the hereafter. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the grave calls out. I am dark and lonely. I am a pit. You will be alone. I have torment. I am waiting for you. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, on the day of judgment, the one who is a Benamazi, who does not offer his salah, will be raised blind. Allahu Akbar. He will be in great humiliation and great torment. This great gift was given to us when Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam ascended the heights of Mi'raj. You can imagine the treasure this was and the great status of this gift, because it was given on this miraculous journey of the Mi'raj as a gift to the best of creation for his ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the first question on the Day of Judgment will be in relation to salah, in relation to namaz. And if you are successful in this, then you will be successful in other things. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, today, this great gift lies by our side. We don't give it the importance that we should. In this month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, we need to appreciate that this namaz is truly something special. The brilliant companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that namaz was the essence of their lives. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Amir al-Mu'mineen, seriously injured and wounded as a result of an attack. And he was told, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, it's time to offer salah. And he said, yes, listen, the one who abandons his salah has no share in Islam. And he, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, offered his salah despite being severely wounded. Allahu Akbar. And then the beautiful hadith of Mubarakah of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Hazrat Sayyidina Ubaidah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who makes wudu properly, stands for salah, and completes its ruku, sujood, and recitation, his salah says, may Allah Azza wa Jal secure you as you have secured me. The salah is then elevated to the sky, and then there is a glare of brilliance for it, and the portals of the skies are opened for it, and it is presented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and such salah intercedes for the one who offered it. Subhanallah. Can you imagine how the salah will come to help you in your grave and in the hereafter? My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the scholars write that there is a bad end for those who are neglectful of their salah, who do not offer their salah properly. And there, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam also mentioned that there are certain people who are thieves of salah. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that the worst thief is the one who steals from his salah. We humbly asked Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the thief of salah? The best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the one who does not perform its ruku and sujood properly. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, in this beautiful month of Ramadan Mubarak, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, let's get close to the Madni environment of Dawat Islami, because Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, in the Madni environment of Dawat Islami, sunnats are taught in abundance, and the namaz is corrected, recitation of the Quran is corrected, and so Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, by being close to these devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will better ourselves in this beautiful month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Now, namaz is the best wazir. Today we look for that quick fix. One of the best things that you can do to protect yourself in this world and in the hereafter is ensure that you pray at the right time, you pray your fara'is, you decorate your Ramadan al-Mubarak with plenty of nafil prayers, and you make sure that you do not miss an opportunity to humble yourself and prostrate yourself in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, that every single salah is priceless. And yet, the salahs of Ramadan al-Mubarak, Allah, 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 they are even more priceless than the normal salahs.
This is a great opportunity to gain the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? Because Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam informed us that for every farz salah, you are awarded 70 times. So it's equivalent to praying 70 farz. So this is the month to gain this amazing reward. This is the month to appreciate that salah is truly something special. This is the month to appreciate that peace, tranquility, and sukoon lies in salah. My dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madni Channel, fortunate are those brothers who in this month of Ramadan and outside Ramadan make it a habit to pray their Fajr and Isha at least in mosque, and try and get to the masajid during the day so that they gain the blessings of the mosque, the blessings of salah, and the blessings of Ramadan al-Mubarak. And then blessed truly are those who concentrate in their salah, who spend time trying to clear their minds of all worldly thoughts and stand in salah fully focused. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, salah is a great gift of Allah Azza wa Jal, and it has great bounties. We need to step into it. Let me tell you this. The quality of your life depends on the quality of your salah. If you spend time improving the quality of your salah, improving the fara'is and wajibat and learning them and making your recitation correct in salah, then you will gain the rewards. Because we don't want to be of those people who offer their salah but offer it incorrectly and then gain nothing from it. My dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madni Channel, when the Book of Deeds is opened and some people are gaining great reward for this salah, but in your Book of Deeds there's only a little bit of reward, so maybe the box for fara'is is ticked because he's read it, but he hasn't gained that reward. Why? Because he did not know how to pray properly. He did not know how to recite the Quran properly. Then you will feel regret. A few minutes today, watching Madni Channel, attending Madrasatul Madina Balighan in the beautiful Madni environment of Dawat-e-Islami, and going online with the teachings of the Madni Qaida by the brothers of Dawat-e-Islami, and learning how to pronounce things properly, reading the Madni Qaida, perfecting your namaz with the Ulama-i Kiram, can reap great rewards. Let's make the intention in this blessed month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, inshallah azza wa jal, not only will I protect my salah for the rest of my life, but inshallah azza wa jal, I will also improve my salah, both in its physical sense, by improving my qiyam, my ruku, my sujood, my qada, my attahiyat, my salams, knowing where to place my eyes, everything, but also my internal conditions, by sitting down before I start to pray, clearing my mind and focusing on the fact that I am standing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and I am praying in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, in this Ramadan Mubarak, let's gather the treasures of Salah, present them humbly in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's pray morning and evening with a sincere heart, and after our fara'is, let's make sure we protect our sunnats, and make sure we protect our nafals, and above all else, let's make sure that we stand in Taraweeh and listen to the recitation of the Holy Quran. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the tawfiq to establish our salah. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the opportunity to perfect our salah. May Allah Azza wa Jal, through the blessings of this beautiful month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, give us the ability to gain maximum blessings in this beautiful month. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.